It obviously wasn't a book. By Liotta. Rating is teening up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Gabriel / Sam Winchester. Characters, Gabriel, supernatural, Sam Winchester. Additional tags. Gabriel without angelic grace, supernatural. Established relationship. Fluff and humor. Mild blood. Mild fear. Hunt gone wrong. Banter. The banter makes them feel comfortable. Ask Box Vic. Tumblr prompt. Date night. Banff Gabriel, supernatural. Post-season / series 13. Attempted humor. Some humor. This is part of the Subtober 2022 collection. Summary. Gabriel can't resist a good trap, and Sam can't stay mad at him. Written for at Misha Fall / Halloween prompt request number 35. Trapped plus Sabriel in Subtober day 1, maze. I can't fucking believe you. Sam hissed, holding his flashlight tighter, trying to peer around the corner. I tell you, don't touch anything, and what do you do? It was a book on labyrinths. How was I supposed to know it would shoot us out into one? Gabriel rolled his eyes, hands shoved in his pockets as he walked behind the taller hunter, giving up on picking leaves and dirt off of himself. I said I was sorry, Sam Moose. Gabriel, you'd know because I said 2 seconds before you touched the clearly suspicious book that I would put money on there being a trapdoor somewhere. Sam turned, flashing his light directly onto Gabriel. And no, you didn't say you were sorry. You said, what, you want me to apologize? Which is not an apology for getting your boyfriend trapped in some dead rich person's maze. He glared down at the powered down Archangel, light still shining at him. The Archangel returned the hunter's glare, his mouth opening before his eyes flicked to the side, looking behind Sam and tilting his upper half around him. His hand patted the broad shoulder, leaning to see behind the taller hunter through the fog. Yeah, cool story. Point your thingy over there, would you? His hand gripped Sam's jacket a little tighter when the human didn't listen. Sam. The brunette blinked, feeling the hair raise on the back of his neck, and whipped his flashlight around. His head swiveled, a deep frown on his features as he tried to see through the darkness and fog that had settled over the unkempt hedges. We are not done talking about this. He grumbled even as he tried to focus on what was clearly in the maze with them, his hand clenching around his iron crowbar. Sure thing, handsome. Gabriel said in a distracted tone, eyes roaming the darkness around them. As soon as we get out of here without you being eaten by whatever I just heard snarl, you can keep yelling at me, Sam I am. Snarl? Sam hesitated in his turn to the right, through an archway of grown together plants with twisted branches. Ghosts don't normally snarl, Gabe. Yeah. His voice trailed off, nodding slowly and looking behind them. Yeah, I know. Gabriel's eyes seemed to drift as his head tilted, searching through the shifting shadows within the hedges around them, in the white halo of Sam's light ahead of them, listening. But even with low grace, my ears work fine. That was a snarl, and it was about 16 feet to the left. Gabriel's gold gaze was focused on the thick hedge with the vines twisting through it, his right hand holding tight to Sam's forearm, ready to pull him back. The brunette frowned, twisting the crowbar in his hand before handing it to Gabriel and reaching for his gun. You didn't get through to Cass, did you? Sam asked as he checked over his gun before holding it up with his flashlight, shining through the darkness before them. Definitely can't snap out. The Archangel held tight to the bar, his eyes seeing through the fog in pitch black with ease as he walked behind Sam, checking behind them. Nope. The guy knew his warning. Nothing in here can call for help or leave. He turned back to the left at the sound of a snorted breath before Sam's light fell on it, illuminating the nothing the Archangel had seen. Sam sighed, walking closer to the snarl Gabriel had heard and deeper into the maze. I hate rich, bored people, he grumbled, his stomach filling with dread the more they walked. A smile slipped onto his lips. This is the kind of guy you used to go for, huh? He questioned, glancing through the dense fog behind him at Gabriel, goosebumps running down his arms. Back when you were just a trickster? A chuckle sounded in the dark, and Sam could see the shorter being nodding this time. Oh yeah, big time. Ghosts in the house, monster in a maze. Dude has trickster mark written all over him. The archangel teased, his head turning to the left as they rounded another corner. Sam looked to the right, a frown marring his features as he shifted on his feet. This way, right? You heard it this way? He didn't have to wait. The sound of an animalistic snarl was loud enough for him to hear against the wind. I hate mazes, he said in a sigh, readjusting his grip on his flashlight and checking his sight as he peered through the rustling darkness. Gabriel hummed his agreement, moving with Sam towards the sound, their steps slow and careful the closer they got to the sound of snorting breaths. I hate that you walk towards the snarling instead of away, Gabriel hissed in an angry whisper. Me too. Sam felt a shiver run down the back of his neck and his pulse quickened. The sound to his right caught his attention a moment too late. Sam, move! The brunette let out a huff of air as the archangel slammed into him, feeling like he'd been hit by a truck as Gabriel rushed forward between him and the hedge. The blonde easily forced the taller man out of reach from the large hand attempting to grab him from the shrubbery. Sam tried to catch himself, but fumbled into the opposite side of the thick, thorny bushes, entrapping them. The sound of snorting breaths and crackling grace roared within the tight space. Sam snapped his head up to see his lover's archangel blade slice through a muscle-clad arm, only for it to launch forward faster at the blonde. Gabriel's gold blade glinted with a flare of grace, backing up when the arm was joined by another before the snout of a bull could be seen through the low-hanging clouds. Sam swallowed at the sight of the towering rabid minotaur standing before Gabriel's small vessel. Its mouth was encrusted with blood and dirt, drool dripping from its maw, and eyes that were blazing with hunger in the night. The hunter twisted in the thorns that seemed to twist and pull him back, slicing into his clothing and skin. Sam winced from his tangled position, his jaw clenching as he looked at the blonde and the minotaur that was snarling rabidly down at his lover. When the creature attacked, glinting gold and the iron crowbar held off the bulky arms with a grunt of effort. The bipedal hybrid snorted its horns, dipping lower as its hooves kicked up dirt, but Gabriel's sturdy vessel didn't give an inch to the bloodthirsty beast. Gabriel, be careful, Sam yelled, trying to untangle himself from the thorns that dug into him and held him in place. You're still healing, he called, his hand trying to get his grip back on his gun as thorns dug into his wrist, blood dripping onto the leaves. The minotaur let out a low sound, its pierced nostrils flaring at the scent of human blood. The archangel released a growl, his foot stepping forward as a hard flap was heard rustling through the ether, kicking up dirt and clearing some of the fog. Grace or not, I'm still an archangel, Sam. The bull's head reared back as Gabriel's grace roared and pushed back. The archangel leaned forward, throwing the minotaur back into the bushes where it came from and slashing down across it with his blade before the creature could retreat. I lift houses for funsies, Gabriel huffed, his eyes tracking the sound of the heavy hooves falling on dirt and stone before glaring at Sam. Thanks for telling him my bark is worse than my bite, though, kid. Love. Everybody knowing that fun factoid. Sorry, Sam groaned, his head going back into the clawing branches at his own overprotectiveness. Get me out, please, he huffed, looking at Gabriel with a defeated pout. I think this plant is sentient, the brunette said, giving up on fighting the thorns and welding his puppy eyes at his disgruntled lover. Like I'm gonna leave your hot ass. The blonde said in a sigh after a long moment of watching the slumped man half within the shrub. Put those pathetic peepers away, he huffed, unable to keep a smile from tugging on his lips at the sad sight of his human, tangled in vines and thorns. Sam smiled as Gabriel's fingers walked over his wrist and the thorns hooked into him. Where did it go? He looked around them, frowning at the eerie, dense fog returning, eyes searching the thick air. Gabriel grimaced at his bleeding wrist, looking over the long branches before cutting Sam free. Not it. Probably he mumbled, trying to listen as he pulled the vines away from the hunter as carefully as he could. I'm sure he went deeper in the maze by now. Sam leaned on Gabriel as the archangel used his blade to cut the remaining vines and branches from him. He hummed a thank you when Gabriel cut him free, and his feet were back on the ground, keeping an arm tight around the archangel's waist and looking around them. Of course. The hunter groaned, trying to figure out which way was away from where any sensible person would go. Deeper into the maze. Gabriel patted his back gently, frowning at the holes covering his jacket ringed with blood. Sam winced, looking over his clothes with a sigh. I used to like these. I hate them now. I hate mazes. Sam grumbled, pulling from the archangel as the shorter being laughed to look around them. How are we going to kill a minotaur and get out of here? Sam asked once Gabriel had picked a direction. The archangel frowned, his eyes roving in front of them as Sam stayed close to his back. What would you say if I said I'm anti-killing the minotaur? He asked, peering over his shoulder at Sam, twirling the iron crowbar like a baton at his side as he walked. Sam paused behind the archangel, his head turning at the wind rustling through the daunting branches. He frowned before continuing. The hunter's eyes roamed, squinting at every sound that snapped around them. He shook his head at his partner's words, feeling like they were walking right where the hungry hybrid wanted them to, spotting something moving too fast out of the corner of his eyes. Sam's eyes and aim snapped to it, taking a deep breath before continuing to stick close to the blonde. How are you anti-kill the minotaur? The minotaur that is currently hunting us in a cursed maze in the backyard of a haunted house at night, with no way to call for backup? Gabriel was quiet, his eyes looking away from the shadow when he didn't see anything, before Sam had hovered his light over it. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? He questioned in a leading tone, looking around the corner before he turned around it, ignoring the far-off sounds of snarls and spotting dark splashes of blood in the dirt path. It's a minotaur, Sam, in some dead rich guy's maze who can't call for help. Which, let me remind you, we only got into via a creepy Scooby-Doo villain entrance. His lips twisted, looking around them feeling like they were being watched, but not seeing the old hybrid. It wasn't just one minotaur they locked away way back. It was all of them, Samwise. Each with their own little bubble prison made complacent by too few offerings. Gabriel frowned at the fork in the towering shrubbery, tilting his head and trying to listen as Sam shone his light down one path and then the other. Sam's brows quirked, looking down the right path when Gabriel chose left. His mind retraced the blonde's questions and prodding at objects throughout their investigation of the mansion as he followed the archangel. Were you looking for this? He asked, keeping his head on the swivel and pausing when a bulky something roared in the distance, climbing and jumping over the shaking tall rows of hedges. I mean, Gabriel started, drawling out the word as he watched the bushes shake around them from the might of the raging bull. I wasn't looking for the minotaur, but something felt weird, and douchebags be douchin'. The once trickster teased with the twirl of his crowbar. I could never resist an oddly tilted book. Sam chuckled, despite the sense of being watched crawling up his spine and the sound of his own pulse in his ears. So what? Your trickster sense was tingling? He joked as his eyes followed the back and forth of his light behind them, trying to bat down his unease. Yeah, Gabriel huffed out around a laugh, unfazed by the tense atmosphere. This guy's probably been trapped here without food for a while. Normally, they can barely hold it together with their yearly scraps. I mean, they are man-eaters, but they shouldn't be rabid. He probably hasn't eaten since that kid went missing in the 90s. Gabriel frowned, tilting his head as they neared the center and slowed his pace. Suddenly, it was too quiet. Sam frowned, noting the odd way the wind and the constant breathing that lurked all around them stopped in a single moment. He turned, looking around them, trying to focus on their surroundings and the conversation and not the sinking feeling of being something else's dinner. "What are we going to do instead of killing him then?" Sam questioned in a whisper. "You might not be a man, but I am. I would prefer to not be eaten, Gabe." Gabriel frowned, leveling his sharp eyes on Sam's furrowed brows. "Like I'd let anything hurt you." He rolled his eyes away from Sam, his healed wings shifting behind him. "It's simple. We lure him to us, send him somewhere better, and hope you can catch me after I drain all of my batteries." "How are we going to bring him to us?" Sam groaned. "Am I bait?" He questioned, knowing it made sense before he even voiced it, his arms losing some of their aim at the idea. "Just a little." Gabriel grinned, holding his forefinger and thumb close together, staring at Sam's flat expression. "You're already bleeding anyway," he argued, jerking his head back towards the trail of Sam's blood that had led straight to them. "Once he's gone, the curse will be broken, and you can call Cassie. It'll be fine," he reassured, shaking out his arms and getting ready to drain himself in one shot. "Wait," Sam interrupted, frowning at the plan even as the sound of snarling grew louder. "There are better places for a man-eater on Earth?" the hunter questioned, unsure about his boyfriend's plan.
"I never said Earth, Sam Hart."
The blonde scoffed with a wink, stopping in the dead center of the maze.
"You gonna catch me? Or is that gonna be a problem too, Sam Lamb?"
Sam smiled at him, moving to stand behind him as Gabriel's eyes started to glow, and he dug one of his long fingers into one of the cuts the bushes had given him.
"I'll catch you, Gabe,"
Sam promised in a hissing breath, looking up just in time for the Minotaur to rush out from the left, tearing through the shrubbery to get to them. In a flash of light that had Sam wincing and the hybrid rearing back, Gabriel moved in front of Sam. His voice rang through the maze and cracked through the dome of warding encasing it.
"Would you like to go somewhere better?"
Sam could hear the echoing screech of the messenger's voice before the low pleading reply sounded laced with pain and weariness.
"Please, Gabriel."
Sam's eyes closed fully, pressing down harder on his ears as grace tingled across his skin. A hum rang through the foggy air and a snap thundered through the maze before the golden light of Gabriel's grace faded and Sam moved quickly. Ignoring the stinging and constant blinking of his eyes, Sam grabbed Gabriel's collapsing vessel. Long arms wrapped around the woozy archangel and held him close.
"I got you, Gabe,"
Sam whispered into the blonde's hair. The archangel's hands rested on his shirt with a groan, grumbling curses about his head and being too nice. Sam was quiet for a moment, holding him close as Gabriel tried to get used to the feeling of cold, hunger, and so much more, his grace too low to mute them.
"You wanted to see what was out here. See if something needed help?"
Sam asked softly, holding the shivering shoulders closer. Gabriel shrugged against him, burying himself into his chest.
"Douchebags be douchin'."
Sam huffed a laugh, kissing the crown of his head. He bent slightly, looping his arm under Gabriel's wobbling knees and lifting him into his arms.
"I'm sorry I yelled at you for touching the obviously not a book, Gabe. You don't have to apologize for freeing someone."
Gabriel chuckled, leaning on Sam's broad chest, feeling too human, but enjoying the excuse for Sam to carry him.
"Wasn't going to, Sam Sational,"
he hummed, smirking up at the dimpled cheeks of the brunette.
"Careful now. I'm precious cargo."
Sam huffed out a dry laugh, wondering if Gabriel's ability to jump effortlessly from gentle and wise to jovial and childish would ever stop surprising him. His grip shifted on the laughing entity.
"You're ridiculous,"
Sam chuckled, rolling his eyes and holding him closer.
Let's get closer, and I'll call Cass.
Sam looked down to find Gabriel's brows arched skeptically at him. The hunter shrugged a shoulder, rubbing his fingers over Gabriel's bicep. The brunette's head tilted, looking around the hedges at the small flowers he hadn't noticed and the streams of moonbeams peeking through the foggy night air. His eyes landed back on the being curled up and yawning in his arms and smiled.
I don't know. It's not so bad when we're not about to die.
Gabriel said in a yawn, looking around the peaceful air that had fallen into the maze.
Fine. You can be all romantic and adorable, but only if you keep me warm, Hunkules.
Deal.